Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
The key is just to believe. You've got to believe in yourself. And she was telling the story of when she was getting promoted in her job and her work and how she didn't feel maybe that she deserved it. And she was questioning and doubting herself and she was scared to go for it. But she went into the bathroom crying and got herself together and said, I believe I can do this. And it was that belief that propelled her forward. And it was so refreshing to hear her royal high princess saying she didn't believe, right? And it just made everybody feel that we all have permission to doubt ourselves, but it doesn't mean we stay there. We've got to move beyond that and choose to believe.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Okay, so I wanted to finish telling you about what I learned from my trip to Saudi Arabia thus far, because let me tell you, this thing is still unfolding. It is so wild. And I want to encourage you, you know, if there's something big out there that seems super scary, because don't forget, I was petrified about going to the Middle East. I thought there's no chance this will go well. People were telling me I was crazy to go. It was the best decision. Literally, this trip to Saudi Arabia was transformative in my life and goes down as a top five trip that I've ever made for a lot of different reasons, but so much around what I learned and the idea of just saying yes to things and believing in the good of people and going for it, right? So I'm so grateful for this trip. And here's why, and this is why I want you to say yes to scary things, is I was so concerned for everything that could go wrong, right? Like I was worrying, which is essentially carrying an open umbrella, waiting for it to rain. It makes no sense, right? Instead of believing that things would unfold in a beautiful, incredible way, better than I could have ever imagined, which is what happened. So for me, this is just anytime now that I feel afraid of something, I'm going to remember this trip and say, no, like I'm fooling myself. Absolutely not. It's going to be the opposite. It's going to be incredible. And I'm going to go for it. So that's what I want for you. I want you to go for it. Please, whatever that big, scary thing is for you, go for it, embrace it, say yes to it. And everything you want will be on the other side of it. You can't imagine how excited I am about life right now. And it's a direct result of saying yes to that trip, going for it, and watching the incredible moments that unfolded on this trip. And I'm going to share some of those with you today and some of the learnings that I have from this trip, because it was super powerful and an incredible miracle at the end of it. Okay. Get ready for it. Okay. So I shared with you the first day, which I'm not going to lie, it was tough, right? I was on no sleep and the time change was tough, right? But I had read that article about Taylor Swift and how she goes all in and just immerses herself in that new time zone. I had never done that before. From now on, I'm always doing that, right? It's the only way I got through that week. And so just go all in wherever you are, be in the present, let go of the past, which is another great reminder. Thank you, Taylor Swift. So I did that. And the first day was the toughest, but each day subsequently got easier, right? And this is a great teaching moment about confidence too. Each day I was in Saudi Arabia got easier and better, and I got stronger and I became more confident because I had immersed myself in this unknown and this fear, and I got a little practice in Saudi Arabia and I got a little practice at LEAP and I met more people, and every day got easier and better. And that's how confidence works, right? If you're a speaker, each speech you give, you get a little stronger, a little better. If you're a basketball player, each time you show up for practice, you get a little better, a little stronger, a little more confident, right? It doesn't matter what you're doing. The more you show up and put the reps in, the better you're going to get, the stronger you're going to get. That was the same with this trip, right? I had no idea where I was that first day, and it was intimidating, right? It ended up being 300,000 people there. It was 11 football fields big. It's a little intimidating, right? Didn't know how to get around. However, that was the first day. So when I went in the second day, I remembered what the venue looked like. I had met some of the people, right? So I felt a little bit stronger, a little bit more. I knew what to wear, right? Like all of these things get easier. You become more confident. By the third day, I had this place on lock. it was incredible. I knew where all the VIP green rooms were that I would want to hang out before I would go to give a talk. I knew where my friends were. I made so many new friends. I was so close with my driver, who ended up being incredible. I had this team of people supporting me. We had established relationship, communication. I knew how to get a hold of them. Everything was just started, was a domino effect. It just started taking off, and it was incredible. Okay, so here are the things I never knew were gonna happen. On my second day there, that was the one day I didn't have any speeches, and a good friend of mine from Miami was gonna be there. Stephen Bartlett's manager wanted to meet me in person because Stephen and I were speaking together the next day. So I had to go to the venue, and I wanted to walk the venue again, right? And so thank goodness I did that, right? Put the work in, right? Show up. Listen, I definitely wanted to be in bed sleeping instead of walking that 11 football field arena, but I'm so glad I went and did it. And my friend met me, and it was so great to see a familiar face from home and introduced me to a bunch of people. And we decided we were going to go to a big dinner that night with another big group of people. Anyways, it was just all about immersing myself in different experiences, meeting new people, and embracing that uncertainty, knowing that when everything is uncertain, anything is possible. And things just kept getting better and better. So that was a great day. We went to an incredible event that night, met more new people. Yes, I was tired. I'm not going to minimize that. But the next day, I was interviewing a gentleman on the main stage, which is humongous, the biggest stage I've ever been on in my life. And he was the head of the Diriyya project, which is the largest undertaking in Saudi Arabia right now, this massive project. The gentleman's name is Jerry, and I will get into more when hopefully I'm able to share that interview with you. He's such an incredible person. But what was so cool, and I was just saying yes to every time they would ask me to do something else, I would say yes, yes, yes. Didn't know how it was going to work out, but I just knew I want to go all in. And I was focusing with the intention of my goal is to connect with others, seeing what's so similar and like about us, not what's so different. It was easy to see what was different, you know, how we dressed or our beliefs or our languages, but I wanted to focus on what was similar about all of us. And so each day I would have an intention. I prayed every morning that God would speak through me, that things would go well for the highest good for all, whatever that would look like. And then I just left myself open to whatever was going to happen. So I'm back in the green room behind the main stage, which a little intimidating, of course, it was so massive. And in walks this huge group of Arabic people. It was Jerry's team, right? However, Jerry's American, and Jerry walks up to me. He's from the Bronx, and it was so cool. So immediately, you know, he's very high up in Saudi Arabia and running this massive project and a brilliant businessman. But it made me feel like, oh my God, like we're so connected. This is so cool. And turns out he's got a young daughter trying to get into college, and we're talking about our kids, and we had so much in common. He was such an incredible human, and he shared with me the importance in Saudi Arabia of elevating women, empowering women. He planted a seed in my head, and he congratulated me on all the work that I've done and my books and the podcast, and just he was incredible. So I was super excited to take the stage with him. We had an amazing conversation. I can't wait to share it with you. I've requested it. I just haven't gotten it yet. So hopefully I'll be getting it this week and you'll be able to hear it next week. So we had this incredible conversation. He totally put me at ease. So that was my first day on the main massive stage.
Meet a different guest each week.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself. Thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
I asked you to try to find your passion.
And so it was such a great first day to be on that stage because I was with someone that was encouraging me, supporting me, and putting me at ease, right? And so then I was able to make it about how can we impact the audience, add value to them, but I'm doing it now with a friend, right? So it was fun and it was really enjoyable. So I was super grateful for that. Always speak with kindness and look for connection points when you're meeting new people, and things will just unfold in such a positive way. That was a great opportunity for me. I was very grateful. We get off stage and he says to his entire team, Heather is family. Take her number, whatever she needs, whatever she wants. Let's take care of her and support her. When she's in Saudi Arabia, she is our guest, our family. I was knocked over. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, right? This guy is huge in Saudi and I just met him and he was just such a wonderful person and made me feel so accepted and connected. And everybody wants to be a part of a team, right? You're part of my team, by the way. I was so grateful for that. I was so grateful for his encouraging words and treating me like family. So immediately his entire team started WhatsApping me, telling me whatever you need, Heather, just let us know. What was so cool is my good friend from Miami, Saif, happened to be backstage because he was going on stage next. He heard this entire exchange. Sometimes, I guess the best way I would phrase it is very often people are in their own business, so they can't see the forest between the trees, right? Like when you're in something and in the middle of it, you're feeling the joy or the excitement or the nerves, but you're not seeing the opportunity around it. I was so grateful that my good friend heard that entire exchange. I high-fived him as he was walking out to say, good luck, you know, you're going to kill it out there. I know it. And pump him up as he's taking the stage. And he gave me a look and I had no idea what he was talking about. Cut to, he went out and killed it, by the way. He's an incredible speaker. And cut to, when he got off stage, he grabbed me and said, hey, I heard that whole exchange, Heather. And mind you, he's been going to Saudi Arabia for 10 years. And so has a lot more experience with the culture and what's happening. And he said, listen, there's a big opportunity for you. He said, I think you and I should partner and we should launch a company doing work in Saudi. And I think that Jerry and his team would be the right people to pursue it with as partners. Why don't you and I put together a pitch and send it over this afternoon? boom, strike while the iron's hot. And I hadn't even seen that opportunity because I was so caught up in the moment. And I was so grateful to have this perspective from someone who loves me, who's been a great friend of mine. We worked together on City Year Miami Charity for a decade. And we've had so many business plans and successes together, successes and fails, by the way. We've spoken together on stages many times in the U.S., but his perspective and guidance was spot on right. And I hadn't seen it because I was so in the weeds in that moment. I wasn't kind of flying above it and saying, hey, what could this potentially look like? So he and I worked that day on a presentation and plan, send it over to him that afternoon. Immediately we heard back, yes, we'd love to set up a call. The meeting Saif and I this past week, it went incredible. We'll see where it goes. But I would have never even potentially pitched or thought about pitching them had my friend not observed that from the outside looking in. So gosh, the people you surround yourself with, it means so much, because if my friend Saif hadn't been there, I wouldn't be potentially looking at this partnership, which I feel so sure somehow, some way is going to come together, because it's just a sense and a knowing that I have. It's wild. Okay. So cut to, I went from there to I think this day was the Stephen Bartlett day. So then I went to the investor stage next, and you had to take a golf cart. But this point in time, I knew who to talk to get the golf cart, so I didn't have to walk miles. And right, so things were getting better. I was feeling more confident. However, I also knew I wanted to change outfits because the stages were different. There really wasn't anywhere to change, but I had figured out hacks now, right? Because I'm a couple days in. You become more confident the more you show up in different arenas and keep paying attention to what's going on, right? I was able to change my jacket, get on to the investor stage, made it in time. And wouldn't you know, his team walks out. And when I had interviewed Sarah Blakely live on stage in Boston a couple of years ago, one of the leads from the team was a guy named Dom. Wouldn't you know that Dom is now with Stephen Bartlett? So he comes running over to me to give a hug. And again, never burn bridges. Always leave people knowing you did a great job for them, asking how you can support them. As soon as I saw Dom, I knew he'd be fired up to work with me again because we had a great experience in Boston. So it was just incredible. And then, of course, I felt more at home and at ease. And I had met Stephen's other manager the day before, so we were all hype. It was like all good, like family, team is here. I did not feel nervous at all taking this stage. I was just so excited to do it. And we had the most incredible talk. And one of the cool things about Stephen and Stephen's team, a lot of big celebrities will say everything must be scripted. They were all open to the idea that, like, let's build out a game plan, AKA script. But then if you want to go off the script, go off the script. Stephen's fine with that. And that's where the best part of the conversation actually came from. I can't wait for you to hear this conversation. It is so good. And like anything, listen, I want you to know, everything did not go perfectly. An alarm went off in the middle of this talk. And in my mind, I had to say, okay, do I pause right now? Do I start waving to my team on the sidelines to say, someone help and deal with this? Do I make a joke or do I just keep going? And those are the moments you have to trust yourself that you're going to know the right thing to do. So I spoke louder. Stephen spoke louder. We leaned in, and it didn't matter that an alarm went off in that talk and no one even thought about it. The place went wild. And I will tell you, it was like being with Justin Bieber on stage with this man. It was overwhelming how the crowd, I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people there and people swarming him, trying to get pictures with him. And he had to get whisked away on a golf cart ASAP after, but he did an incredible job. It went unbelievable. I can't wait for you to hear this conversation. It was so exciting. So again, these unexpected moments really empower you yet again to build your confidence. I'm like, okay, I handled it. An alarm went off. I didn't shut down. We kept going. We delivered value for the audience. They loved it. They went crazy. So it was a win. I'll take it as a win. And just embrace the flaws and mistakes that happen along the way, which again, empowers you to feel stronger and know that you can keep going through that next thing. So I don't even remember anymore. I'm sure there was another dinner that night that we went to, met a lot of new people. By the way, there was robots serving drinks and food, and the technology out there is next level. Lean into AI, pay attention to technology. There are so many solutions everywhere. It's wild. Okay, so the next day I was interviewing Her Royal High Princess of Saudi Arabia, live on stage on the main stage, and her cousin, who is a princess as well. I don't even know how these things happen. This was incredible. And obviously I felt out of place as the, you know, white, blonde hair, blue-eyed American with no clue about the Middle East. But These women were so generous, so kind, so incredible. I was so glad I said yes. I was so grateful for that opportunity and glad I said yes. So I meet both of the princesses in the green room right before. They were so kind to me. And then their teams came in and started telling me, hey, we have some changes and we need you to talk about this award that Her Royal Highness just received and we want you to lead with this. And all of a sudden I hear, Heather, we're ready for you and the princesses. Let's take the stage. And they're telling me they want me to change what we're talking about. And this one had, you know, been like, this is what's approved and this is what we're going to talk about. So to say I was getting a little nervous now and I don't speak Arabic or I don't know how to say things correctly. And they were giving me some things that, you know, were not in English that I had to say. So I was getting a little flustered and I just looked at the woman and they're telling me to go on stage. It's like an intense moment. I looked at the woman. I said, write down phonetically what it is you want me to say right now. And so she did that, and which was so kind of her. And then they were screaming at me, where are you? The princesses were already taking the stage. So I'm running out onto the stage, which hopefully we get this video so you can see it. It's pretty funny. But it all came together, and I just trust. I said to the princesses backstage, listen, if I say anything incorrectly, please let me apologize in advance. I am giving this my best shot and praying it goes well. And they were both so kind and said, you're going to be great. Don't worry. They were just wonderful people. So we took the stage. I'm sure I made some mistakes while I was out there. But in the end, it wasn't about that. I'll tell you what it was about. And this was mind-blowing yet again. I don't know if you remember, at the beginning of the year, my word for the year was believe, right? Last year it was faith. This year it was believe. While we're out there, we end up going a little rogue off script, and Her Royal High Princess starts giving me a talk about the most important thing is to believe in yourself. It is so powerful what she said. I pray that I get to share it with you. I think I'm going to be able to. Hopefully I'll have it next week and I'll drop it as an episode. The talk she gave to me, I wanted to start crying. She was speaking to me, and she's also speaking to you, and she's speaking to that entire audience. The key is just to believe. You've got to believe in yourself. And she was telling the story of when she was getting promoted in her job and her work and how she didn't feel maybe that she deserved it. And she was questioning and doubting herself, and she was scared to go for it. But she went into the bathroom crying and got herself together and said, I believe I can do this. And it was that belief that propelled her forward. And it was so refreshing to hear Her Royal High Princess saying she didn't believe, right? And it just made everybody feel that we all have permission to doubt ourselves, but it doesn't mean we stay there. We've got to move beyond that and choose to believe. Choose to surround yourself with amazing people that lift you up and speak belief into you and remind yourself of all that you've accomplished and who you are and the good that you're doing, and to continue believing moving forward that that next thing is possible too. It was incredible. She blew me away. So that ended up being an amazing experience. Then I had like an hour in between talks. The next talk that I had was I was interviewing a panel of unicorn billionaire startups founders, right? All guys. I had studied them a bit, but at the same time, there was so much going on that I thought, okay, I need to go to the VIP area. I need to hunker down, revise some notes, make sure I have enough questions, and that I'm prepared to manage this. And I'm going back to the investor stage. Well, while I'm sitting there, a gentleman just walks up to me out of nowhere and says, my name's Samuel. What's your name? And said, Heather. And he's like, where are you from? I said, Miami. He said, oh my gosh, I'm from New York. Now, there was a handful of Americans there. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So good to see you. Like, tell me what you're doing here. So we start chatting. He's like, what are you doing? And I tell him, and he said, listen, do you know how to use AI well? And I'm like, no, probably not. I mean, I do, but I don't know. He said, let me show you. I know a lot about AI. Let's ask AI to help us with your questions for the billionaires. And it was so cool. He sat with me and showed me the best way to leverage AI to get these questions and to make it like your personal assistant. I got a list of like 10 amazing questions that I would have never thought of, wrote them all down on my notes, boom, boom, and boom. And then he says to me, by the way, I'm a photographer. Can I take a few shots of you against the Leap background? So he proceeded to take like 15 pictures of me, airdrop them to me for nothing, just to be nice, and disappeared. And it was just, this is how this trip went. Like literally miracles happened. It was just so cool. So he had prepped me for my billionaire unicorn panel. I jumped on a golf cart, headed over to the investor stage, got there, high-fived with everybody beforehand. We took the stage. Incredible yet again talk. And I can't wait till you hear this one. They dropped so many gems that will help you in business and in life. It was such an honor to be with them. That went incredible. And again, we're exhausted, tired, and running on fumes, but it just was like one situation after another of so many learnings. And the big picture to me was all about have faith and trust that everything is working out for you and just believe in yourself. That was such an important message. Believe. You've got to believe in you.
Meet a different guest each week.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
I asked you to try to find your passion.
Okay, so the trip continued on the next day. I mean, listen, there was challenges. Our flights got delayed on the way out. Stephen Bartlett, myself, were all on the same flight going to London. I was changing planes and we're sitting in this really cool VIP place in the airport, waiting in the middle of the night, right? So there were some things that were not ideal, but there were some things like my driver and a team that I got to work with. These people were incredible. They're like family to me now. I'm going back to Saudi. They already booked me for a leap next year in February. Book your trip, come to Saudi, come to this event. It's going to be incredible. And hopefully I'll be hosting many events there with this other pitch that we're working on right now. But I'll tell you this, stay open to possibilities, stay positive that things are going to work out for you and watch how beautifully they unfold. Okay, here's what is so wild. Another piece for you that's really wild. Right before I left for Saudi Arabia, maybe 2 weeks before, a friend of mine sent me a text and said, "Hey, I just got this book. I think you're going to love it. I want you to get it." Okay, I'm going to give you the name. Hiring the Heavens is the name of the book. It's by Jean Slatter. So this is a sweet woman that I just adore. And so I said, "Yeah, I'll get it immediately." So immediately I went on Amazon and I bought it, not thinking twice about it. The book showed up. And again, it had nothing to do with the podcast or anything. It was just a friend that suggested I buy a book. I pulled the book out. When it came in the mail, I sat down with it. It's a very quick read. And for whatever reason, I read like the first 30 pages. I got busy and I put it down. However, wouldn't you know, I get back from Saudi Arabia. Oh, that was tough. When you come home, the time zone change was tough. I am not going to lie to you. That was tough. So it took about almost a week before I felt normal again. Oh, because you're like so upside down. My poor child had to deal with me. He said I was just cranky. I was very cranky for a few days, and I really was. Okay, but so I'm back. First week, not my best, but you know, we got through it. And wouldn't you know, yesterday I had some free time and I thought, oh, I got to pick that book up again that friend had told me to get. I pick it up and I'm like, I'm just going to start reading again from the beginning because I don't remember the first 30 pages now. It was like a month ago. Wouldn't you know, listen to this on page 13 of the book. And I had highlighted circled and starred this. This is wild. Ready? But I had forgotten it. Let's say you're planning a trip to another country. I underlined another country. Don't forget I was planning to go to Saudi. I encourage you to think about the heavenly resource pool first and hire a spiritual travel agent and a spiritual activities coordinator to help make it the most enjoyable visit ever. But don't stop there. Remember, your invisible helpers can facilitate anything you think of. You can bring in a spiritual tour guide to show you around, a spiritual translator to bridge the language gap, and a spiritual comedian to make sure there's plenty of laughter during the trip. I highlighted all of this, and I remember I stopped and I said out loud, I would like to hire a spiritual activities coordinator, a spiritual comedian and translator, all of these things to come with me to Saudi Arabia and make this the best trip ever. When I read this yesterday, I got chills. Literally, this came to fruition. I mean, it's wild. So I don't know. I highly encourage this book, Hiring the Heavens. Huge fan of it. It was written back in 2003. And so many of the teachings are things that we talk about, speaking things into existence, asking for help, you know, whether you call it God, the universe, or I do believe it's God and all of the angels, you know, that when you ask for support, you ask for guidance, you ask for solutions, you will receive them. And I really did. And I know you will too. So I'm so optimistic right now. I'm so encouraged coming off of this trip. And I want to encourage you, whatever that big scary thing is, step into it. Step into it with the intention that things are going to unfold beautifully and believe in yourself. Until next week, I hope you keep building your confidence. You know I will be.
I decided to change that dynamic. I couldn't be more excited for what you're going to hear. Start learning and growing. Inevitably, something will happen. No one succeeds alone.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Come on this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.